You know what causes that?
What?
Babies.
Daycare.
Good morning. Welcome to the Water and Environment Committee. We are open. Apologize for the lateness. I had a bill up in judiciary, and so I have been testifying. We will get right into our schedule. Committee, we have work sessions scheduled on three bills. On House Bill 2285, we haven't received the amendments yet. This is Representative Schrader's bill, so we won't be able to move that bill today. We will have to skip that one, but we will go to House Bill 2181. So I'll open a work session on House Bill 2180.
Okay, again, House Bill 2180 was the Predatory Animal, Rabbit, and Rodent Control Fund, and it directs the State Fish and Wildlife Commission to use the portion of money they receive from general fund, not to exceed $40,000 in 1 year for the Predatory Animal Control Fund. And we had requested an amendment. The dash one amendments are attached in your packet, which after general fund, we inserted, or from any fund eligible for the purpose set forth in section two of the section. And then also before the $40,000, we inserted make it the amount to be of at least $40,000 instead of not to exceed $40,000.
Madam Chair.
Representative Cruz.
I would move the dash one amendment to House Bill 2180.
Representative Cruz has moved the dash one amendment into House Bill 2180. Okay. Is there a discussion on the motion? Seeing none, is there objection to the motion? Seeing none, the dash one amendments are moved into House Bill 2180. And this bill will need to go to... Wait a minute.
Madam Chair.
Representative Cruz.
I'll move House Bill 2180 as amended to the Committee on Ways and Means with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Cruz has moved House Bill 2180 as amended to the Committee on Ways and Means with a due pass recommendation. Is there a discussion on the motion? Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll.
Aye.
Representative Jenkins. Excuse.
Representative
Barnes. Aye.
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 Representative
Morgan. Is excused. Both aye. Motion carries. We got the rabbits taken care of. Sit and hold. Rest assured.
Who's going to carry it?
No, it says me.
Oh, sorry. Okay, I'll open a closed work session then on 2180 and open a work session on House Bill 2795.
House Bill 2795 referred Monday, and it allows the creation of sub-districts composed of non-contiguous land within a water control district. And we had no opposition to the bill on Monday.
Committee, we have one person who is here who would like to speak on 2795 briefly. So I'll call forward Ron Yoakum.
Madam Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Ron Yoakum. I'm an attorney that represents a number of water control districts. Ms. Christina McNitt invited me to come today in case you had any questions. I didn't come prepared to make any formal testimony, but if you had questions, I'd be prepared to answer. Thank you.
Other questions for Mr. Yoakum on the bill?
Okay. Madam Chair, I wish I'd known he was going to be here because I could have had some. But
I'm sorry. This was, no, it was just handed to me as well. So maybe you'll be able to come back and be with us again.
No problem.
Thank you. Okay, I'll entertain a motion. Representative Lee.
Yes, Madam Chair, I'll move House Bill 2790 to the floor with the committee's recommendation of the due pass.
Okay, Representative Lee has moved House Bill 2795 to the House floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there a discussion on the motion? Seeing none, the clerk will call the roll.
Wow. Congratulations.
You were pretty fast in this process.
Aye.
Excuse me.
Aye.
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 Is excused. Both aye. Motion carries?
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I'd be happy to carry this if I could do it on the Senate floor.
Would you do it on the House floor?
I don't know.
You will be our carrier. Thank you. Close the public, or excuse me, the work session on House Bill 2795. And I'm going to open a public hearing on House Bill 2790. Okay. House Bill 2790 specifies the contents of a nominating petition for an election of a member of a irrigation district board. It requires the nomination petition be filed within 35 days before the election date. Specifies that when there was an opening for a position with the board, that it be advertised in the newspaper with general circulation, be posted within in three public places within at least 60 days prior to the election. Specifies in counting the ballots in the district that if the intent of the voter is clear, the vote be counted and not rejected for lack of quorum. And this act applies only to elections after this act is effective. Call forth Christina McNitt. And also Bev.
Bridge, Water.
Water, excuse me.
I just didn't card in, but Representative Jensen isn't here. Good morning, committee chair folks. For the record, my name is Christina McNitt. I'm representing the Oregon Water Resources Congress, and with me today is Bev Bridgewater. She's a district manager the West Extension Irrigation District, which is in Irigon in Morrow County. And I happen to know from some email that she was in Morrow County at 9:30 even last night, and so she hasn't had a lot of sleep and made a big effort to be here, and I appreciate it. House Bill 2790 was drafted at the request of OWRC and amends ORS Chapter 545, which relates to irrigation district elections. Elections for board positions on irrigation districts are conducted as nearly as practicable in accordance with general election laws of Oregon, except for the form of the ballot and the nomination of candidates. House Bill 2790 proposes to require 9 specific pieces of information to be included on nominated positions. And those are listed on the testimony: the common name of the candidate, the address of the candidate, the office for which the candidate seeks election, the term of that office, a statement that the candidate is qualified for the office, a statement that the candidate is willing to accept the nomination, and if elected, the office, the signature of the candidate, the printed name and address of each elector signing the petition, and a statement from the petition circulator that the circulator is personally acquainted with the electors who sign the petition and affirms that the signatures are genuine. Additionally, House Bill 2790 proposes to extend the current filing deadline from 30 days before the election to not more than 75 days, but not less than 35 days before the date of the election. Openings for the board shall be advertised in a general circulation newspaper within 60 days of the election. Section 2 of the bill addresses ORS 545-137, notices of election. Section 2 clarifies that irrigation district elections by replacing the word precinct with the word district. Because for the purpose of irrigation districts, directors are either elected at large or they represent a specific division of the district. Current language that references precincts is confusing and therefore not applicable. Section 3 of the bill amends language in ORS 554-141 relating to the conduct of elections. Section 3 adds language stating that if the intent of the voter is clear, The vote shall be counted and not rejected for lack of form. This is a public process where the presiding officer of the election or board or one of the judges opens and reads aloud the name of each person named on the ballot and the office for which that person is voted. Section 4 of this bill, ORS 545-150, Statement of Results, provides the custom of office to be added to the official statement of results which the Secretary of the Board of Directors enters onto the record of the board. And finally, in Section 5 of the bill, we provide that the changes to this act would not be retroactive and therefore become effective on the date of the act. Again, thanks for the opportunity to explain the details of irrigation district elections, and I hope that you have a chance to utilize Ms. Bridgewater and her expertise.
Thank you, Ms. McNitt. When I was in college, a dog was elected homecoming queen. I'm wondering, this would probably prevent that type of situation.
Chair, what college was that?
College.
We might get to see that on the video.
Rather upsetting to some beautiful women who were on campus. Has there been a problem with people being elected who didn't want the position or didn't even know about it?
Not that I know of, although it could be a problem. I mean, irrigation district elections don't occur very often, but when they occur, people are usually contested. They're usually pretty hot about something to do with water, usually. And so sometimes they can just talk to someone who's running that maybe isn't fully aware of what it really takes. And so we think that would prevent that if we have their signature and they have affirmed that they do, in fact, want to have their name on the petition. The petitions right now don't have any specific form. It can just be 10 signatures with someone's name at the top and handed in. And so we felt that it would be better to have a specific form.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah.
Questions? Representative Hess.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I was just curious about this, the current law that requires 10 signatures of landowners necessary to become a candidate. And I was just wondering what the point of that law is, because to me it's somehow it just kind of seems like a throwback toward the time when only property owners had rights.
Well, we've been asking that. I thought you moved. Okay. You did. You moved. It probably is. I mean, the irrigation district law is old, and it probably is a throwback, if you want to call it that. But it's the way that is important. We elect our directors by landowner. They're landowner based. Our district are landowner based. And our elections are based on landowners. So I think it does make sense for the people within that division to sign that they do want that person to run. There's two ways that they can be nominated, either by 10 signatures or by a nominating assembly where the people within that division can nominate someone from 25 electors or more in a nominating assembly. One of our divisions in Oregon only has 45 voters. So it's difficult for that division to come up with 10 signatures, for instance. But we have another division that has 340 voters, and so that one, 10 signatures, is no problem. I think that the numbers seems to be pretty fair and workable in most instances.
Madam Chair, Representative Haas, there are two ways that you can get your name on a ballot, and that is through the 10 signatures or through an assembly of 25 people. And then, of course, that doesn't limit the names on the ballot, and all the members within an irrigation district have the opportunity to vote on that.
Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. It may be that Representative Haas is concerned about land ownership. The only people who can vote and who are electors or could even serve on the board have to be landowners, because only landowners are assessed and represented. It's like a co-op.
Representative King.
And maybe this is a question for the committee chair, but maybe the speakers know. But in section 1, paragraph 2, when you go to line 12, it doesn't use the word landowners. It uses the word electors. So it makes me think that the background information, you know, isn't stated the way the legislation is stated. Maybe we can get that clarified.
Thank you, Representative.
I think it also goes to the question.
The electors are defined, and I'm not sure
which statute it is, but in 545, electors are clearly defined as landowners, 18 years of age or over. They have to own land within the division or district, depending how the district is voting. So they are clearly defined in the statute.
Madam Chair, Representative King, ORS 545.002 defines owner of land or elector to include every person 18 years of age or older, whether a resident of the district or state or not, who is an owner or a vendee under contract of purchase of land situated within the district and subject to the charges or assessments of that district.
I just have a clarifying question. Is this similar to a road district where, because those people are paying the fees and they're in that district, then they're the ones that vote on the position? Whereas people outside the district do not pay the fees and they're not. Is that a similar situation?
Madam Chair, I'm not familiar with road districts, but that theory applies to irrigation districts. Yes.
Representative Kufler.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Can you tell me what's the rationale behind the extending the deadline, filing deadline, from 30 days to 75 and 35?
It was changed in the last legislative session to be 30 days, and we've run into a problem because the language is at least 30 days prior to the date of election. By statute, irrigation district elections are the second Tuesday of November. Counting 30 days back means that they would have to file on a Sunday. So we run into a problem because quite often, again, it may be contested, where then the office, the secretary of the district, has to choose, are we going to have our filing deadline on Friday, or are we going to extend the deadline one day, which would be Monday and be the 29th day. And either way, we felt that it could be contested. We actually had our attorney look at that because we ran into that situation in our district. And we felt either way we could be challenged for that. So a simple way would just to be go back to 35 days, which is like a Wednesday or something, and we know we're open and it's a very clear deadline. The reason we asked for 75 days, not to accept them sooner than 75, it just makes sense that people shouldn't turn them in 2 years ahead of time. We have to hang on to them forever. It seemed like there should be a window for filing so we know that we do have an active interest and an active concern for the district.
And it's also hunting season.
Any further questions?
And pardon.
Okay, seeing none, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, Katie, we have not scheduled this for a work session. There is no opposition to it, so we will be bringing it back when we can schedule it for work session. So we'll close the public hearing on April 27, 90. We are currently waiting for a number of amendments, and until the bill deadline passes on Monday, we are not able to consider a lot of the bills that we're waiting on. So we will do the best we can to get amendments so that we can get our work done. Is there anything else we do to the committee? Okay, we are adjourned. And I think it's